Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, let's start with lawyer for Paul Manafort says to have briefed the Trump team on the Mueller talks. Meanwhile, the president has lashed out at Robert Mueller in a trio of tweets claiming he's a conflicted prosecutor gone rogue, harming the criminal justice system.
Yeah, he's a Republican gone rogue, harming the criminal justice system, David. He's their guy. I mean, he's a respected guy. He was a Republican held over by President Obama with the full consent of Congress, I think, minus one guy. He's an extraordinary man, obviously. And the idea that he is going to face the possibility here that Trump will reach out and try to pardon Manafort. Now, when Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the mouthpiece, was asked about that, she said there was no such plan. Nevertheless, in the mind of Manafort, he may well be thinking that if he plays it both sides against the middle, he can still preserve the option of a pardon. Of course, if Trump pardons him, with the American people hugely against such an idea of the president using that kind of power, and we know that from the polls they are furious about the idea that the Mueller probe might be shortened by Trump in one way or the other, and with the president's disapproval rating at an all-time high, and the people supporting him at, well, I think, 38%, which is quite low for him or for anybody, you know, there is this idea that somehow he will be saved. He, the president, will be saved by pardoning Manafort. You know, I've said it many times, you put a rat in a corner and they're going to bite your hand if you come too close. I don't think that Trump really has any choices here. I think that the idea of doing away with the investigation by Mueller and by the way in which he is talking in and around Manafort leads one to the conclusion that something's going to happen here.
Something happened in Mississippi, Alan. That's Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith holding off her challenger, the Democratic nominee Mike Espy, in a runoff. This Hyde-Smith's victory this year's final Senate race. Now the Republicans increased the majority in the chamber 53 to 47, a net pickup of two seats.
Well, that's right. We knew that it was going to be very tough for the Democrats. They made huge gains, as you know, in the House of Representatives. We're now teetering on 40 seats. That's an immense number of wins. And it would appear that the House is solidly now in Democratic hands. The way in which this Senate race in Mississippi occurred, as you know, David, I've been predicting for days now that Hyde-Smith would win. Look, this is Mississippi. This is what is left over generation by generation from the Civil War. So when she says she would sit in the front row in a public hanging, bringing up terrible images of lynchings, those people down there weren't saying, oh, isn't this terrible? So many of them were saying, oh, this is exactly what we want. This is our kind of person. It's what's left over, and it is not attractive, but it is not surprising.
Will Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders be the electorate's kind of person to run again for president in 2020? He's pondering a second run.
Well, you know, I think I may have been the first guy he ever said on the radio that he was thinking about running for president. If not, it's a surprise to me. He said it, and he did it. He came close to defeating Hillary Clinton, but he didn't defeat her. There are many people who think that we need a new generation of people to pick up the cudgels here. We'll see. You know, this is the United States of America. Everybody's allowed to run. I think the Democrats really do need to get their act together and to find somebody who can win. And, you know, in retrospect, I think that Bernie Sanders might have won because Americans were looking for some outsider. Well, Hillary Clinton got 3 million votes more than the present occupant of the White House. Nevertheless, that's not the way this system works. So in order to figure it all out, you got to find the right person. Right now, I don't know. Bernie Sanders is obviously an older guy now, as am I, and he has the right to run. We'll see whether or not people flock to him the way they did the last time.
from the Washington Post. Alan, big capital letters, exclusive. President Trump says he's not even a little bit happy with the Federal Reserve chairman. In a wide-ranging interview with the Post, the president argues that higher rates and other Federal Reserve policies have contributed to the market declines and, of course, GM's recent announced plant closures. The president insisted, though, that he's not worried about a recession.
Look, this is all bad news for this president. His ratings, as I've already mentioned, are terribly low. He has been bragging all along that the reason that the stock market and others are doing so well is because of him. Now, of course, it's all going south, or much of it is going south or threatening to go south. And as a result, he's got to find a new person to blame. And who does he look to? He looks to his own appointee, to the Federal Reserve. And that is not surprising, because that's what he does with everybody. It's pathetic, but it's what he's doing.
Our political observer, Alan Chartung, joining us. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, David.